نعم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أما بعد، حياكم الله dear brothers and sisters to this session of the explanation of كتاب التوحيد titled by القول المفيد، شرح كتاب التوحيد compiled by إمام محمد بن صالح العثيمين رحمه الله تعالى. الشيخ بيغندي book by identifying Tawheed as in the linguistic meaning and the specific meaning according to the Sharia. And the Tawheed in the language means to make the separated thing into one, meaning you unify it, you single it out. And that's why they say وَحَّدَ يُوَحِّدُ تَوْحِيدًا. That is in the language. But in the Sharia of Islam, it is to single out Allah Ta'ala in worship. It is to single out Allah Ta'ala in worship. To single out Allah Ta'ala in Lordship and Godhood and in His names and attributes, as we are going to inshallah see. Shaykh Rahimahullah Ta'ala said that Tawheed is divided into three categories: Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, and Tawheed al-Asma'i wa-Sifat. Tawheed al-Rububiyyah is to single out Allah Ta'ala in His Lordship, meaning to believe that He is the only one who creates, who sustains, who controls all this universe by His wisdom. That is called Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. And when you practice Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, it means that you do not go to the magicians. You do not call unto the deceased awliya. you do not believe that any other than Allah Ta'ala can have any power in this universe except with the power of Allah or permission of Allah Ta'ala. As Allah Ta'ala said, as Imam Muhammad al-Azimin wrote this ayah of Surah Al-A'raf, ayah 54, أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ It is to him, the creation and the command. And when here Allah Ta'ala said, Allah, here this in Arabic means, it is only Him. It is only Him. And no one else. And no one else. But Him, Allah alone. That is the purpose of using this proposition, Allah. That is the only purpose for using this proposition, Allah, in Arabic. And Allah means, it is only Him. It is only Him. Here in this ayah. And as Allah Ta'ala also said, as in Surah Fatir, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah here said about Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, as in his book Majmu' al-Fatawa, Value 1, page 92, he said, وَأَمَّا النَّوْعُ الثَّانِي فَالشِّرْكُ فِي الرُّبُوبِيَّةِ said, as for the second type of shirk is associating in the Rububiyyah or Lordship. فإن الرب سبحانه هو المالك المدبر as he, the Lord glory be he is the owner and controller المعطي المانع he is the one who gives he is the one who prevents الخافض الرافع he is the one who lowers And he's the one who raises. Al-Mu'izz, Al-Mudhil. He's the one who gives honor and dignity. And he's the one who humiliates others. It's the creation. He gives humiliation. فَمَنْ شَهِدَ أَنَّ الْمُعْطِي أَوَ الْمَانِعِ أَوَ الضَّارِ أَوَ النَّافِعِ أَوَ الْمُعِزِ أَوَ الْمُذِلِ غَيْرَهُ فَقَدْ أَشْرَكَ بِرُبُوبِيَتِهِ So he who believes that the one who gives, the one who prevents, the one who harms, the one who benefits, the one who honors, the one who emulates is other than Allah, then this person has committed association in the Lordship. But if, as he said, ولكن إذا أراد التخلص من هذا الشرك فلينظر إلى المعطي الأول فيشكره على ما أولاه من النعم ولينظر إلى من أسدى إليه المعروف فيكافئه عليه So if he wants, as Shaykh Islam ibn Taymiyyah says, if the person wants to free himself from the shirk in the form of Rububiyyah, then let him for it to look to the first one who gave him, who is the one who allowed and permitted it to happen, who is the one who gave it at first. It is He, Allah Ta'ala. Then let him to thank Allah, be grateful to Allah, and then look to the one who uh assisted you to obtain this thing that Allah Ta'ala gave to you. And then you have to reward them. As he said in the hadith, من أسدى إليكم معروفا فكافئوه فإن لم تجدوا ما تكافئوه به فادعوا له حتى تروا أنكم قد كافأتموه. He, whoever person does anything good to you, then reward him. But if you find if you don't find anything to reward him with, then make dua for him to the limit that you find or feel that he that it was equivalent to the thing that he did, or a reward for it. And then Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala said, وَأَمَّا مَا وَرَدَ مِنْ إِثْبَاتِ خَالِقٍ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ, as for the ayat that indicates, ayat and hadith that indicate that there is a creator other than Allah, مثل قوله تبارك وتعالى, فتبارك الله أحسن الخالقين. Glory be Allah, the exalted, the best of creators. وقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقال لهم أي المصورين أحيوا ما خلقتم, كما في حديث ابن عمر عند البخاري ومسلم. And as in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar in Bukhari and Muslim, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that it would be said to those who make images in forms of statues or art of human or animal, these ones are going to be told in the day of resurrection, give soul to what you created. And this, now the word created is not in reality, but it will be said to them, you try to do like Allah and Allah is the creator, then now give it a soul, and they won't be able to. So from there we know that this is not a creation in reality, but it is only copying and imitating, or copying and copying what Allah Ta'ala or trying to do like the image of which Allah Ta'ala has made, then that is haram, forbidden. But it is not creation, although it is called creation. This is inshallah introductory. We'll continue inshallah and this dars would be inshallah daily at 12 midnight Saudi time inshallah ta'ala, for about 30 minutes, and then we can give some time for questions if people have questions. And now it is your turn. If you have any question, you can write it down and send it to the screen now inshallah. Fine, as long as no questions. If you have any question, please type number one. Inshallah, then we end up the session today as no questions, and inshallah tomorrow we see you at 11. The dars will begin inshallah every day at 11. We are going to have at 11 we have Arabic class inshallah, Arabic language, and at 12 we have Al-Qawl al-Mufid for Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen. May Allah Ta'ala increase us all in knowledge and iman. Wallahu Ta'ala a'lam wa sallallahu sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala sahbihi. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.